Historical materials are tough to translate into a profit, but that's what Michael Frisch of Rand Force Associates tries to do every day.
One of our taglines is we want to put the oral back in oral history.
Their business is digitizing oral histories, taking in-depth interviews, and making their content searchable for museums or the web. Frisch says this will help researchers better engage with the materials, which now mostly exist on paper.
The transcript is not that human being talking. It has no emotion.
The Rand Force team makes hours-long histories easier to navigate, so in this age of shrinking attention spans, more will be interested. Rand Force catalogs each word and theme of an interview, and then an interactive index allows users to jump to any point of interest. For example, in this taped conversation with a Buffalo man who grew up in the 1920s, I type in the word prohibition.
Buffalo was a happening town.
Oh, yes,
city.
It was a busy town at that time.
Yeah. Well, what made it so dynamic?
I don't know. Maybe that's where the bootleggers were.
Oh, okay.
Frisch says these raw interviews are like raw ingredients, and when brought together, they become elaborate historical dishes.
Messing in the kitchen is what it's all about. The kitchen is where the raw and the cooked come together. And with these new tools, it kind of democratizes that ability. We're no longer dependent upon documentary filmmakers or archivists.
Down the hall from Rand Force's office are all manner of small companies, specializing in fields like cancer research and computer software. Residing inside this technology incubator boosts their experimental approach to history, Frisch says.
So when I say University at Buffalo Technology Incubator, that has cachet. It legitimizes the larger academic ground. And that's a lot different than if I just had a private company name, you know, with an office on Main Street.
So far, Rand Force has created around 60 projects, mostly for museums and foundations. But Frisch says he's still working on ways to make the historical meals his company cooks up in their kitchen something the average citizen would want to eat. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.